two very important names. You rely upon the name of Anne, you rely upon the name of Joseph, the grandparents of Jesus. They aren't there, they are clearly spelled out. But yet the church today celebrates these two great people. If their names aren't sacred scripture, I mean, yes, there is the Feast of St. James, and we know a lot about James from the Bible, but Anne and Joseph aren't even live on. They're kind of like no names. If you think about it, if it wasn't for Anne and Joseph, we wouldn't have Mary. Their role was essential in the plan of salvation, even though they probably had no idea what was happening. And Jewish tradition tells us were married, of course, and they couldn't conceive a child. And they prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed fervently that the Lord needed the child. And it wasn't until Anne was in her elder years that she conceived Mary within the womb. And of course, we know Mary was conceived without sin. She was conceived naturally, the great act of love between Anne and Joseph. But miraculously, Mary was conceived without sin in the womb of St. Anne. Now, we suppose there are many other Christians who weren't Catholic. If they knew her Anne and Joseph, they would have no idea. Because it may seem that they're not important because their name isn't in the Bible. But we today confess and believe that every single person has a very unique role in the plan of salvation, the salvation of souls. Even if it means your grandparents are Jesus. In years from now, there will be books, there will be films, there will be documentaries on the Discovery Channel, and you'll see people like Laura from St. Clair's Mission. You'll see people from the American Order. You'll see people that are highlighted in there that have done big, great things to clean up the mess that Hurricane Katrina brought up. Yet I probably bet that not one of us would ever make a documentary or a film. You just might see that we're not important enough. We're just not key to the whole story of what happened with the cleanup of Hurricane Katrina. But if you believe that that's the case, we're fools. We're absolute fools. In today's first reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, listen to what our Lord says. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were even born, I dedicated you. A prophet to the nations, I appointed you. And then Jeremiah says back, oh Lord God, I know how to speak. I'm too young. And the Lord answered him, say not I am too young. To whomever I send you, you shall go. Whatever I command you, you shall speak. Have no fear before them, because I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Today's been a very long day of work. And at our work site today, for the group of St. Francis and St. Clair, we were demolishing a house that we've been working for the past 3 days of this task, and praying, of course, and talking with the family. This beautiful couple named Don, he is, of course, their husband. And then Juanita is the wife, and their house had not been demolished. It was supposed to be demolished by AmeriCorps, by FEMA, by the government. It never got so we're trying to demolish our house, and haven't been touched since the 28th, I think it's since the 29th of August. And through the grace of God today, after working for three hard days, through God's grace, we were able to obtain a huge, huge machine, I don't know what it's called. It came in and just demolished the house and pounded it to the ground. And to watch this happen is absolutely amazing. And to watch Juanita, because she was up by some grocery stores and she was much. But she's coming back and her house is now smashed. And she gets out of the car and she just loses it. She's just bawling and crying. And her husband comes over and they embrace, and we're all over there, and we're all crying, and then you know they come over and we stand in a big circle, and Don says, you know, all we ever hear about the news is about how bad kids are. All we ever hear about is gangs and shootings and violence. And he says, I think that God gave us this hurricane to teach us the hope that exists within our young people. What you guys are doing is amazing, and I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. That is one soul that has been changed forever. That is one soul that's changed forever, all eternity. I'll be very honest. Did any of the group members of Francis Sinclair have anything to do with that wrecking ball? Not the wrecking ball, big huge yellow machine that I heard it's called come and demolish the building. One can say no. One can say that the father letter, Lauren passing out bribes and trying to get her to come over for half the afternoon. But I would say that it was. They saw the sweat and the hard work of a bunch of high schoolers for 3 days. They saw a bunch of dedicated Christians giving their summer to help people. And it was that that brought them over. Their house had been sitting there for 11 months. They couldn't go over any day if everything came down. So what did it take? The prayers and the sufferings and the sacrifices of 20 young people to change this world. Do not ever underestimate the great power that God has given you. This week, you have all changed lives. And if you don't believe that, I'll tell you to change mine. Ann and Joachim, sure, the name is Mark and Record. When we look at it visually. But we know they exist and we know that their role is absolutely key and essential to bring about God's salvation. We must believe as well that everything we do for God's praise and for God's glory is key and essential in bringing about salvation to other people. We have got to be people who seek to save souls. And you realize that even the littlest thing can bring about salvation. Tomorrow is our last day of work, and there's going to be kind of this sense of it's my last day, let's just get out of here, let's go home. We have sports and school and everything else to get back to. Remember the lives that are changed through each act of charity and love. Remember the lives that are changed by your witness and your positive example. Seek to be those insignificant, yet totally significant people who change this world, maybe not dramatically, but change this world with God's love. May St. Anne, St. Joachim be our models and our guides so that we can bring ourselves through God's grace and many others with us. Eternal haven of salvation.